News in brief at Press TV. And Iran reports from Friday's parliamentary election suggests a landslide victory for principalists. Election headquarters said ballots at nearly 42,000 polling stations have been counted. Now the final result will be announced within the next 48 hours. Voter turnout was reported at 64.2%. And Russia prepares for Sunday's presidential vote. Five candidates, including Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, are contesting the presidency. Putin is favored to win a third term as president, with polls showing that he will receive 60% of the ballots. His closest rival is expected to win only 15% of the vote. Bahrainis have launched a week of daily sit-ins in the capital Manama to commemorate their revolution that began last year. The movement is organized by the country's main opposition group, Al-Wafaq. Protesters call for the trial of those behind the killings and torturing of anti-regime protesters. Egyptian MPs have expressed anger at American defendants leaving their country without trial. The parliament has also urged a response from officials who let the foreigners leave Egypt. The defendants are accused of receiving illegal foreign funds to operate unlicensed NGOs in Egypt. Syria's ambassador to the UN has slammed the U.S. and some Arab countries for openly talking about arming Syrian gangs. Bashar Jafari said security forces and homes seized caches of arms mostly containing Israeli weapons. Armed gangs have already admitted to receiving weapons from the U.S. and France. And Iran has announced the discovery of a huge oil field in the southern part of the country. The National Iranian Oil Company says initial tests shows the oil in the new reserve is of high quality. Now the company also says an oil well has already been drilled into the reserve. And now to Hong Kong, where protesters have staged a rally to show their dissatisfaction with the territory's chief executive, Donald Tsang. They also call for direct elections for the top job. Now the rally comes on the heels of revelations about Tsang's jaunts on private jets and yachts. And in the U.S., powerful tornadoes have pounded across central states, killing scores of people and injuring many more. Officials say the fast-moving twisters have splintered homes and tossed around cars in several states. Reports say Marysville, a small town near the Tennessee border, has been wiped off the map.